You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hey, Apple Vissers, Tyler here with a demonstration and walkthrough of iCloud folder sharing on macOS. iCloud folder sharing, as the name suggests, allows you to share folders and files in iCloud Drive with others so they can view and edit those files and folders. It is similar to functions of services like Google Drive, OneDrive, and Dropbox. To get started, I'm going to go into my iCloud Drive. I'm right now on my desktop, and I'm going to press Command-Shift-I for iCloud Drive.
iCloud Drive, Window, List View, Table.
And I'm going to press T.
Test Folder.
This is a folder I created for this demonstration. Press VO-Shift-M for the contextual menu.
Menu.
Press SH for Share.
Share, Submenu.
Right arrow.
Share, Submenu, Mail. Messages. AirDrop. Notes. Add People.
My down arrow to add people. I'm going to choose this option.
List View, Table. Invite with Items, Group. Finder has new window.
Okay, now I'm in the Invite dialog. I'll VO left.
Choose how you'd like to send your invitation.
VL left again.
Add people. Add people.
That's the top of the dialog, so I'll VL right.
Choose how you'd like to send your invitation. Invite with items group.
VL right again. This group, which I'll come back to in a minute. I'll VL right.
Collapsed disclosure triangle.
A collapsed disclosure triangle. VL right again.
Share options button.
Share options. This appears to be a redundant element because whether you focus on the collapse disclosure triangle and VO space to expand it, or if you just VO space on this options button, it does the same thing. It expands the disclosure triangle, showing the options.
Share options button. Press share options button.
And I'm going to VO right.
Who can access? Permission.
And VO right some more.
Can make changes. Pop-up button.
This is the first pop-up menu. So can make changes. If I press down arrow.
Menu checkmark can make changes.
To interact with that menu, press down arrow again.
View only.
View only. So basically the people who you're sharing with, you're determining whether if they can make changes to that folder or if they can simply view it. I'll get out of this menu by pressing escape or function tab if you're using a Mac with a touch bar.
Divider dimmed can make changes.
And I'll VL right. Because can make changes is the default.
Only people you invite, pop-up button.
And only people you can invite, only people you invite is also the default for this option. I'll press down arrow to interact.
Menu checkmark, only people you invite.
Down arrow again.
Anyone with a link.
Anyone with a link. So you can choose if, well, only people you invite can access, or if they send the link to others if they can also access. So I'm gonna press escape. To get out of this menu.
Divider, dimmed, only people you invite.
And if I VO right.
Tyler Steven.
That's me. I'll VO right again.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Share button.
Share. I'm gonna go back up to the invite with items group. And in this case, I'm just gonna jump to the top of the window with VO function left arrow.
Add people.
VO right.
Choose how you'd like to send your invitation. Invite with items group.
Interact. VO shift down arrow.
Invite with items group. Four items, mail button.
And it's the usual share options. Mail.
Messages.
Messages.
Copy link.
Copy link.
AirDrop.
And AirDrop. So I'm going to choose messages as an example.
Copy messages button.
VO space.
Press messages button. iCloud Drive window. List message to. Edit text. No recipients. Finder has new window.
And this is the dialog where you specify the recipients for the message, which contains the link. If I VO right.
Add recipient button. Edit text insertion at end of text. Open my share folder. https://www.icloud.
That's the link. I'll VO right again.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Send. Dim. Button.
And send is dimmed because I have no recipients. I'm just going to go cancel.
Cancel button.
Because I'm not actually sharing it. Because I have nothing in here. So press VO space.
Print list view. Tape.
And here I am back in iCloud Drive. And if I had hit send, the recipients would have access to this folder. They could click the link, accept the folder, and add, remove, and make changes to files inside it. I hope you found this demonstration helpful. Peace.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.